The Haunting, a short, scary story, written by Stories from the Attic, narrated by Robin McConnell. Chris was a nice guy. He was friendly and well-liked. The managers at the Uncle Ducky's amusement park adored him, and so did the patrons. And why not? He was an ideal employee. Honest, hard-working, a boss's dream. The kind of guy who'd rather cut off his tongue than break any of the company's rules. And that's why his co-workers had to kill him. The first plan was simple. It started with Derek and Brad slumped around the break room table, sweat dripping from their bodies. "All the money those jerks are making," Derek groaned. "You'd think they could afford air conditioning." Brad smirked. "Dude, we're pulling third world wages and you're complaining about heat? This place is a joke." Brad shoved both hands up his Insane Clown Posse t-shirt, then flapped it for ventilation. "It doesn't have to be that way, you know."
"What do you mean?"
Derek leaned in closer. "So, I'm talking to Trina the other day, right? And she tells me about how the place got robbed last summer. Guy comes in right after closing, wearing a mask, pulls a gun on her. You know her, right? Trina, the girl who counts the registers in the office."
"Yeah, I know Trina."
"Check this out. Trina just gives the guy all the money, no questions asked. Guy doesn't even have to shoot anybody, doesn't need a plan, really. That's all he needs, a gun, a mask. And he gets all the money these jerks earn in a day." A smile slowly crept across Brad's face.
"Nice."
Derek let his friend's thoughts linger for a second, then he said, "Think about how easy it would be to fake a robbery." Brad chuckled. "Dude, how hard can it be? I can get a ski mask, a gun. We can talk Trina into it. She's on break in a few minutes." Brad nodded, but said nothing, his eyes crawling across the break room table, thinking about how nice all the money would be. 5 minutes later, Trina stepped into the break room, her Uncle Ducky t-shirt yanked into a makeshift halter top, red hair dripping with sweat. "Hey guys," she said, grabbing a Pepsi from the cooler, then falling into a seat near them. The guys exchanged glances like a couple of gossiping housewives with a secret.
"What's up?" she asked.
"Trina, how would you like to make thousands of dollars today?" Derek asked, his voice mimicking a late-night infomercial pitchman. Nose curled, she asked,
"What are you talking about?"
Derek said, "I'm talking about..." Brad lifted his hand, stopped him, then slowly and quietly backed out of his chair. He took cautious steps away from the table, past the furnace and toward the bathroom. After giving the bathroom door a knock, he poked his head inside. Seeing nothing, he moved back to the table.
"Thought I heard something back there."
"That's right. Chris is supposed to be on break now," Derek said. He'd said Chris's name in a facetiously hollow tone. Brad rolled his eyes. "Knowing that guy, he's probably working through his break. That's the last guy we'd want in on this."
"In on what?" Trina asked.
Brad leaned toward her. "You're going to get robbed tonight."
"What? By who?"
"By us." Trina's face twisted into a mess, but she didn't stop anybody from talking. "All we need to do," Brad said, "is bag up all the cash at the end of the day, make a phone call to the cops, tell them you've been robbed. Cops get here, you tell them some sob story about some drunken idiot in a mask pulling a gun on you, and that's it."
"That's it?"
she asked, eyes twitching between Brad and Derek.
"That's all?"
Brad shrugged. "That's what happened last summer, right?"
"Yeah, but that was different," Trina said.
"How?" Derek asked. "Far as the cops know, it's the same story. They might even think it's the same guy striking a second time." Brad said, "Who's on manager shift this weekend? Mitch? He's already left for the night. You won't have to worry about him until tomorrow morning. And all you'll have to do is repeat the same story you said to the cops."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?